My second daughter was exclusively breastfed. She refused to take a bottle, even a bottle of expressed milk, and she also hated being covered while she was feeding. So with my eldest daughter, I'd used a breastfeeding apron, but my youngest daughter hated that. She just hated having anything over her while she was feeding. So I found it really, really difficult to know what to wear every single day. And yeah, often found that I was actually staying at home a lot because I didn't really feel comfortable going out because I didn't have a lot to wear. So I did buy a few breastfeeding tops, but I found them a bit of a faff with kind of the pull up, pull down mechanism. And also I just didn't think there was a lot out there that was very stylish or trendy. So one day I just thought, right, I'm going to create my own top. And I love wearing t-shirts. And I thought if I could just create a t-shirt that had sort of like a zip down either side, which I could breastfeed in, then I knew that it's something that I would wear all the time. And hopefully lots of other mums would get use out of as well. So I'm really lucky that my mum-in-law is a midwife. And she's also very good with a sewing machine. So she helped me develop the first prototype, which kind of originally was just for me to kind of wear to help feed my daughter. And then I kind of thought, well, this would actually hopefully help lots of other mums. So I decided to then turn it into a business. And that's how the Milky Tea Company came about. I'm very much a t-shirt and jeans kind of girl, and I just couldn't find any kind of t-shirts that I could wear to breastfeed in. Also, I wanted it to look like a normal t-shirt so that even once you finish breastfeeding that you can still use them. But I couldn't really find anything out there that looked like that. And yeah, I just feel that there's a real gap in the market for breastfeeding mums because, you know, people still want to look good even after you've had a baby. You know, in fact, if anything, I think mums need that extra sort of bit of confidence so that they can feel good and they can feel that they can still wear clothes that they wore before they had a baby. They shouldn't have to totally change their style. And I know that I like to just wear t-shirts and jeans. So I thought, well, why not just be able to wear a t-shirt that I can breastfeed in? From my personal experience, I know that breastfeeding isn't easy. It took me quite a long time to establish breastfeeding. I really struggled with it. And to be honest, I think, you know, when you're really struggling with something, an excuse to give up, you know, makes it a lot easier to make that decision. And I think not being able to find clothes to wear can obviously put people off breastfeeding. And I don't think it would be enough to totally say, right, okay, I can't find clothes to wear, I'm going to not breastfeed. But I certainly think it can become a factor if there are other issues as well. And if a person is already struggling with feeding, especially if they don't feel really comfortable sort of getting their boobs out like I didn't. And if you're already feeling a little bit shy about sort of breastfeeding in public, if you can't then find clothes to wear and you're not getting out or you're ending up staying at home, that's not good for you either. It's not good for your mental health. And, you know, it's hard enough just after you've had a baby. And I think mums should be encouraged to be able to go out and, you know, feed when they're out in public. And, you know, I do think attitudes are changing and I think that's brilliant. But I also think it's about women themselves having the confidence in themselves to go and breastfeed. And I think if they can find clothes that they can feel good in and they can feel stylish and trendy, but that they can also feed discreetly in, then hopefully it will help more mums to breastfeed and to feel more comfortable and confident feeding in public.